Track 6, more news. School suspensions rise in Devon County. The number of pupils suspended from school in Devon has risen in a year, new figures show. A teachers' union warned the rate of suspensions and exclusions was still worryingly high and risks damaging young people's future prospects. Department for Education figures show the number of temporary school suspensions increased in Devon to 5,973 in the spring term of 2023-24, up from 5,281 the year earlier. The rise comes amid warnings of challenging behaviour in schoolrooms following the pandemic. Steve Haynes, Director of Public Affairs at the charity Impetus, called the figures a stark warning. He said, "Our schools are not set up to support the needs of all students. Young people from disadvantaged backgrounds in particular are four times more likely to be suspended and five times more likely to be excluded than their better off peers, with knock-on effects that can impact the rest of their lives. Children cannot learn if they are not in school and engaged, so it's no surprise that young people who are suspended even once are unlikely to pass their GCSE English and Maths, and they're twice as likely to be neither earning nor learning at 24. The most common reason for suspensions and permanent exclusions was persistent disruptive behaviour," the DFE said. Paul Whiteman, General Secretary at Schools Leaders Union, NAHT, said, "The poor behaviour that leads to suspension and exclusion often has causes outside the classroom, with big challenges facing children and families, including poverty, the cost of living crisis, accessing wider services for SEND support, and some lingering impact of the pandemic." He added, "Schools can't do it on their own. To avoid suspension and exclusion, they need funded specialist help to meet every child's needs." Pepe D'Azio, General Secretary of the Association of School and College Leaders, said, "Young people only have one chance at a good education, and leaders and teachers are all too aware that missing out on time in the classroom is damaging to their attainment and future prospects. School leaders only take these serious measures when they have exhausted all other options. And therefore, we need to focus on early intervention strategies that provide help to pupils who are struggling."
Final preparations are underway for the first ever Dartmoor Tours Festival, which is taking place on the late May bank holiday weekend. The two headline music events, Martha Tilston and Seth Lakeman, have already sold out. But there are lots of other events, including talks, discussions, and a range of walks led by artists, archaeologists, and storytellers. Co-organiser Sophie Pierce says events about Dartmoor's archaeology are proving very popular. She said, "Lots of people have already bought tickets for a talk by Dartmoor National Park archaeologists Lee Bray and Andy Crabb, who will be revealing the long-awaited results of an exciting Bronze Age discovery at Cut Hill last year. And a walk from Belston, led by archaeologist Andy Endicott, to a recently discovered stone circle and dolmen has nearly sold out. The idea of the festival is to celebrate Dartmoor's culture, history and people. On Saturday, May the 24th, there will be a day of talks and conversations at Ashburton Arts Centre, with sessions including a discussion about access rights on Dartmoor, which will feature author Guy Shrubshole and National Archivist Kate Ashbrook from the Open Spaces Society. Poet Sean Borrowdale and novelist Fiona Williams, whose work has strong connections with wild landscapes, will be giving readings and discussing the role of place in human stories with local author Casper Walsh. On Sunday, May the 25th, there'll be walks all over the moor, including a sunrise walk in the company of archaeoastronomer Carolyn Kennett, who specialises in the relationship of ancient monuments to the land, sky and sun, and to Hound Tor with storytellers Lisa Scheindau and Sarah Hurley. To find out more and book tickets, visit www.dartmoorfestival.co.uk.
Bell ringers win coveted shield. A team of bell ringers has won a coveted award. The ringers from King's Stainton regularly play at All Saints Church in Coombe and Teenhead. Now they have triumphed by winning the South Devon qualifier, the George Facey Shield. All Saints Church warden Claire Reeford said, "James Grant and his ringers have supported All Saints Church for the past 6 years. They play at the church every service and on special services such as at Christmas, Easter, harvest festivals, as well as for weddings and funerals. It's an absolute pleasure and honour to have been approached by James, who requested to play at our church initially, and they have truly kept our church alive with their amazing ringing that brings joy to all. Well done, James, and your band of ringers, and a big thank you." And there's a photograph of the group of bell ringers in the church with the trophy, which is a very large shield.
Police dog Ken assists in drug warrant. Specialist detection dog Ken has helped local police execute a warrant in Bickington that saw one person arrested. Police officers from Ashburton executed a Section 23 Misuse of Drugs Act warrant in Bickington last weekend. Ken played a starring role in the execution of the warrant, locating a quantity of drugs inside the location, a spokesperson for the Ashburton and Chudley policing team said. A number of other items were also located and seized. One person was arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to supply Class A and Class B drugs.